Welcome to Reading the Grid with Erin and Ina. Each week, we explore the stories behind books, movies, and shows that highlight the history of this dynamic sport. Buckle up for a fast-paced journey through Formula One. Now let's jump into it. We're heading into one of the most iconic weekends on the calendar, the Moët and Chandon Belgian Grand Prix. Known for its fast, flowing layout through the Ardennes Forest, Spa challenges drivers with dramatic elevation changes, unpredictable weather, and legendary corners. Most famously, the Rouge-Radion combination with a steep uphill sweep and a blind crest that feeds into the long Kemmel Straight. We'll be sharing our predictions for both the sprint and the Grand Prix, breaking down what to watch for on this notoriously unpredictable circuit. But the action isn't limited to the track. We're also diving into the bombshell news out of Milton Keynes, Christian Horner's dismissal from Red Bull.
Now that we have taken some time to digest the firing heard around the world, we will properly address all of the implications of this seismic shift in personnel on the two new team principals of Red Bull and Racing Bulls, the drivers of both teams, the development of the Red Bull car for 2026. Aaron, can you believe that Drive to Survive is now down three of its most iconic personalities from season one: Daniel Ricciardo, Gunther Steiner, and now Christian Horner?
No, it's really sad. I'm hoping these other team principals step it up to keep it as entertaining as they did. But of course, no silly season would be complete without a fresh batch of driver rumors. We'll sort through the facts from the fiction and tell you which moves might actually be in motion behind the scenes. Ina, let's chat about the sprint and the race before diving into the off-track drama. Who do you have on sprint pole at Spa?
Excellent question. Because if you remember, last time we did predictions, which was for Silverstone, you mentioned that George Russell always goes to Wimbledon and he went for the finals. So that was after Silverstone, which is why probably Silverstone is the race he would rather forget. He does not have good memories at Spa because his brilliant one-stop strategy went completely awry and he got disqualified last time around. So this year, revenge arc plus Wimbledon appearance. I mean, if it's not screaming Russell, I don't know what is. My only caveat is, do I want to give him the sprint pole or, if you allow me, the race pole? Can I have a different pole winner or does it have to be the same one
The
for
sprint
sprint?
pole? No, it can be different than the race.
Okay, so for sprint pole, I'll put George Russell.
I'm going to have to move my sprint pole, but that's okay. All right. I will move my prediction for sprint pole, and I will go with Oscar Piastri.
All right.
All right, so who do you have winning the sprint? Are you going to have pole converting to sprint win?
I should, but I don't see George winning sprint. So I'm going to go with another person. I'm like splitting my eggs because just in case.
You're just sprinkling it all around.
Right. Because I think he's had quite a few weeks. He definitely is due for a revenge arc. And by the way, I'm talking about Max Verstappen. So my thinking is that Max usually takes a penalty at Spa for extra engine. I'm not sure if he's planning to do it this time, but just to remind you, last time he did, and he actually was on pole. And Charles Leclerc actually inherited pole because he qualified second. There was no sprint weekend last
Right.
year. So Max Verstappen, sprint winner.
I'm going to have Oscar convert
Very
to
sensible.
win for the Grand Prix itself. I actually was going to put Russell on pole
Go for it. I knew it.
because, yes, he did get disqualified last year. And as excited as I was that Hamilton inherited the win, I do believe George is due. So I have George on pole. Who are you going to Put on pole for the Grand Prix.
You're going to be shocked. Oscar Piastri,
Hey.
because he is also on the revenge tear.
He is.
Because he thought, and I can't say he's completely wrong, that he should have won in Silverstone. And because of his penalty, he didn't. And he didn't feel his penalty was well deserved. And we can argue about that, and we have. But I think he's extra motivated. And he didn't qualify that great last year, but he made strides during the race. For all of these reasons, Topium mostly, I'm gonna put Oscar on pole.
All right, excellent. P3.
Yes.
This is a lot of hopium.
Oh God, I know where this is going.
I actually have Charles Leclerc at P3.
You stole my thunder. By the way, he
Oh, I'm
did.
sorry.
Due to disqualification, he officially is P3 from last year. So he's defending his position. Well, I was thinking of giving it to him mostly because I want to motivate good racing. I'm going to put George Russell.
Alrighty.
P2. I'm going to put Lando Norris. What
As I
about you?
said, full of hopium. Lewis Hamilton.
Another defending position from last year, although he finished P2, he was promoted to P1. So,
Correct.
okay, wow, you really believe in Ferrari. I love
I
that for
do.
you. All
I really do.
right. Who's your P1?
Oscar Piastri.
Ugh, you stole my thunder. I should have put
I'm
him P2.
sorry.
Now I won't have Oscar in my podium, even though I believe he's the one who will win.
I
All right. Well, my friend, you want hopium? I'm giving you hopium. Charles Leclerc.
There you go. This
His
is the second
first.
time you've done that this year.
I know it did not work the first time. So, but he has won in Spa. In fact, it was his first ever win. And again, he was on pole after Max's penalty last time. So revenge. And Ferrari has brought upgrades, especially their rear suspension, which is supposedly going to solve their qualifying issues, which is hilarious since I didn't put him on pole. But whatever. My predictions are all over the place. But if we're going to have hopium, we might as well go for it. So
Go big or
P1.
go home. So
Yeah.
we went
But
pretty
just so we
high.
all know, I'm pretty sure Oscar will win.
Obviously, we know what I think Ferrari is going to do at Spa. I think they're going to have their first double podium of the season. Where are you putting Lewis?
Just so we clear, so my original prediction was going to be Oscar, Lando, Russell, and then Lewis and Charles in whatever order. I know momentum has seemingly been in Lewis's direction, and I think if this trajectory continues, I can see him be ahead. However, if they d truly fix their suspension issue, which will allow them to set the car lower, that means their qualifying pace will be as good as their race pace. In that case, I just can't see Lewis out qualifying Charles. So, with all that said, because I had to not put Oscar on my podium, I'll have to slot him in for four, which means Lewis is in five. But in reality, I do think they'll be right around the podium.
Totally fair. I am excited to see how our shenanigans pans out this weekend at the race. As stated, took some time to digest the Horner news, and let's chat about the unusual timing of the firing of Christian Horner. What are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts probably will echo what everyone thinks, which is the writing was definitely on the wall. The question would be when, and obviously it would make more sense after the entire season has gone by, to get rid of him. There are a couple of theories. One is that Max Verstappen is definitely going to Mercedes. And so this is the indictment against Christian that you lost so many individuals that made Red Bull successful. And the final nail in the coffin is the driver who has achieved results this year. Without Max, it would have been a disaster. So that's one train of thought.
Did you see the photo where it had their championship winning team and it had the timeline of when every person had left and the last one is Max in helmet?
Yes. Yeah. So the other train of thought, which I personally subscribe to, is that this is Red Bull's last ditch effort to get Max to stay. Because there are rumors, which actually I think it's not rumors, it's actual sightings about Jos Verstappen having a fight with Christian Horner at Silverstone. Apparently he was very vocal and aggressive. And that participate the need to do something now before they completely lose the plot. Now, where I am not sure if this is going to actually get Max to stay, or they're just hoping, because if it is to get Max to stay and this is what he wanted, they pretty much put all the power in his hands, because now he can literally fire team principals. Because if you remember last year when Horner had his scandal, and there was this power struggle between the Austrian side. Obviously, Helmut Marko was at the front, and we know Max and his father are very much on Helmut's side. And Horner was on the Thai side of the ownership, and there was this back and forth. It seems that Horner was able to convince the Thai side that this team is me. He said in an interview, the drivers do not control the team. I'm the team principal, I say what goes. So this is literally them handing control to Max, saying, we want you so much, whatever you say goes.
I don't see Max staying, even taking Horner out. There's been so much damage done. That's such a desperate last-ditch effort. I don't know how effective that would really be because Max strikes me as a guy that once he makes a decision, he makes a decision. And for him to have so many rumors about meeting with Toto, going to Mercedes, it seems to me that if he's made the decision to go that far down the road, I don't know if I see him reversing course.
I don't think he's reversing course, but it doesn't mean that he made the final decision. He has all the time in the world to consider his option, because seriously, like, even if he called Toto like the day before testing next year, Toto would be like, please come on down.
I disagree with that. I do think there's going to be a point where Toto is going to have the same thing that happened before. I think there's a window where he's going to be like, I've already committed, because there's going to be the buyout of his contract.
By
And
the
then
way,
if he contracts another driver, I mean, that just compounds and gets more expensive.
oh, Aaron, in history of F1, you don't even know. Like, I don't remember which team. It could have been Ferrari. At one point, it had four drivers under contract for the same seat.
But those drivers were not at the salary and expense as a Max Verstappen.
Correct, but I'm saying
Probably
if
those
Matt,
four drivers combined weren't even at Max.
I'm sure it's not even close. But what I'm saying is, Toto was also notorious that one year Lewis had a contract halfway into the season. Like, he even started the season without a contract. So I wouldn't put it past Toto to do this to George, being like, yeah, we're negotiating, we have an agreement in principle, but haven't not really signed until he's absolutely sure that there's no way. Now, I agree with you that his board may not want to wait until the last possible moment, sure. But I'm just saying, Toto also is not in a hurry. I mean, obviously, he would want to sign as soon as possible. But at this point, a lot of eggs are in Max's basket. And I also think, would Red Bull do this if there was absolutely no hope? Like, they have to believe something. And maybe it's coming from Helmut Marko, and he might be just trolling them.
It could be, which I honestly would love.
But I think it's very possible that at least there's like a good possibility that he would stay. And I'm not saying he's staying for the rest of his contract. I'm just saying for 2026.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still holding out that he's going to Mercedes.
He might, but the point is when. And I'm not sure 2026 is when he does it. How about this? Aston Martin, right? They have Newey.
Right.
They're going to have Mercedes engine
Correct.
and Papa Stroll's wallet. And let's say in 2026, they produce a miracle. Alonso wins his elusive third championship.
I do
Do
not
you
see that
not think
happening.
it's possible? Like anything is possible. But what I'm saying is, or, he gets so much closer than anyone ever expects. So, of course, Max thinks if I'm in the car, I'm winning everything. And then he would definitely want to go to Aston. So, I don't think Mercedes has as much of an advantage just because they produce the best engine as they have in the past. Because it's going to be the same engine in all the cars that are powered by Mercedes.
I feel for Kimi Antonelli and George. I also love that Toto is basically playing five-dimensional chess. He's trying to get Max. He's trying to pitch Mick Schumacher to Cadillac. He's trying to make all of these different moves happen. And there's so many different drivers out of contract.
Well, I have a question about George and Kimi. So you actually think there is a world where Max agrees to come to Mercedes with George Russell as his teammate?
I don't. I think
I
hell would
don't.
have to freeze over first. Toto would get rid of George. I think George would be a hot commodity on the driver market. And then, like
Oh.
what happened with Sainz is going to happen with Russell. He'll hold everything up for everybody else until he figures out where he wants to go.
I agree with you there, except remember who his manager is, Toto Wolff.
I know. That's why
So
Toto's playing mega chess.
he is, but when Max ends up in Mercedes, it won't be with George Russell.
That's got to be nerve-wracking for a rookie.
I don't think much changes for him because instead of George, now it's Max. It's more of the same, except
Yeah.
probably a bigger gap.
I hope Kimi's gap is closer than Yuki's gap, which we are seeing a lot of reports, even though nothing official, that Yuki is out at the end of the season.
Well, that's fascinating because, okay, who are they putting in the car?
All
So
right,
now they will
so
have, according
two so.
to
Supposedly,
you.
there's two empty seats at Red Bull.
Okay, fair.
Wouldn't it be wild if Russell switched to Red Bull?
But why? I don't think he would. Well, now they don't have Horner, it would be a better environment. But I don't know. I think they'd be below Alpine potentially in terms of capabilities. Because the engine sounds like it's going to be a nightmare.
There is chitter chatter of Horner being team principal at Alpine.
Well, then I think Horner will be very motivated to get Russell into Alpine because that's a coup.
Yeah, could
And one
be.
thing I have to say about Horner, I mean, he doesn't do it to all his drivers, but he treated Max extremely well. Nobody defended Max except Toto as much as Christian Horner.
That is fair. Christian still has a huge soft spot for Daniel Ricciardo.
Absolutely. I don't see Russell and Horner combination to be a positive working relationship. But unfortunately for George, the top teams, if we consider Mercedes, Ferrari, and McLaren, if he's out of Mercedes, the other two won't pick him up. So now he has to gamble, which would be the best option available.
Well, we know
And
he's not going to go back to Williams.
too bad, because that Williams could be something special because they put all of their development in 2026. They will
Could
have
be.
Mercedes agent
Yeah, and
with
I
their
trust
engine.
James Vowles to continue figuring out how to turn it around.
And George worked with Valves before,
Yeah.
so there's that familiarity. So again, that's
See?
another thing because we've noticed, and I think we've noted last episode, when drivers switch teams, it affects if they switch engine as well. And we brought in Hamilton and Carlos Sainz because they switched Mercedes Ferrari, Ferrari Mercedes. So for George, I think that could be a consideration. Like he would probably want to go into a Mercedes powered car because, correct me if I'm wrong, all of his cars have been Mercedes powered cars.
They have. That is,
So
yes, that is true.
if he wants to make a dent in 2026, because he's, again, he's right up there. I think he's comfortably, well, maybe not third. Well, he's third now. No, he's behind Max. But there's very little difference between them.
Yeah, there's not too many points in between them anymore.
Right. So anyway, so he's making strides and he would want to continue that. And I think changing engine manufacturer, although all the engines are going to be different, it might be a lot to ask, which even narrows his choices further.
I'll give you my take on Horner's exit.
Yes,
So
please.
I completely agree. The timing seems weird. I personally think it has a lot to do with performance in the last year and a half. There's been a ton of bad decisions. And as the team principals always say, the buck stops with them. I did see something that part of it had to do with the Honda relationship and the loss of the Porsche sponsorship at the last minute had a big part of it too for lost revenue from Horner.
Yeah, no, I think probably Porsche is even more than Honda because, well, what I heard is that the reason, and again, these are just rumors, the reason he focused on developing their own engine with Ford is because no other manufacturer wanted to work with him. Well, I get it why Toto Wolff wouldn't want to sell Red Bull Mercedes engine.
Yeah, completely. I wouldn't either.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, would Ferrari be that choosy?
Probably. Probably. I would
Well,
think.
they should rethink then the Sauber relationship because that car just came, like
Ooh, that car's
caught
on
up with
fire.
them
Yes, it did,
and
big time.
got a podium for Hülkenberg.
I
So,
know. Haas has Ferrari
yep.
engine. Haas is the only team who has started 200 races but has no podiums.
Well, not yet. This
Let's
is the
hope it
year.
doesn't happen this weekend because that will completely screw up our predictions. We didn't go that
Sure.
wild.
Sure, but you know Ocon is due for a weird podium that we don't expect. And
I'm going to go
sometimes
for
it
Brazil. I'm going to give it to him in Brazil again. We'll
Okay.
just shovel that one off for then.
Well, the interesting thing is it might rain in Spa, which will, you know whose predictions are going to go completely kaput, which is mine.
Mine, because Ferrari does terrible in the rain, so there goes my double podium.
Lewis might still make it. We know who's never gonna even get close. So,
Did
yeah.
you know that Lewis and Oscar are the only two drivers this season to score points in every race so far?
I have seen that and it's very impressive, especially, I think, more even impressive for Lewis given
Oh,
the
for
car he
sure.
has.
Yes, indeed.
But yeah, no, Oscar really has had a phenomenal season. It's just again there were dips. Like Canada was not that great and
Silverstone was
Silverstone.
obviously not that great.
Well, again, I think in his mind he won. It's just
I
was
mean,
taken
in
away
my
from
mind,
him.
he did. I think that.
Well, that brings me to the question about our predictions.
Yeah.
So are they only good for where they end up, or are we also taking into account where they finish without applying the penalties?
Oh, so you're assuming this will. That's a really good question. I'm going to say final.
Okay.
Do
Well,
you want to
listen.
shuffle anything
No,
around?
I think that's the only way I'm getting what I like. For some reason, Oscar gets disqualified and everyone moves up, and that's how I get my podium.
Well, not disqual. You want him to end up in fourth.
Well, I'm okay. I only in
You
fourth
need him
because
to
I.
keep up his streak of getting points in every race.
Well, listen, like he's not in a good of. He was not in a good mood in Silverstone, so he might not be in the best frame of mind during the race at Spa, so anything can happen.
I am going to hope that the break helped him hit the reset button, clear his mind, come back focused and
Well,
sharper.
speaking of clearing his mind, quick question for you. Where do you think Kimi will end up? So Kimi Antonelli, since Canada, even before Canada, has not been doing great.
No. Now, if I read correctly, he's supposed to do pretty well in the rain.
He is, but I don't know if it's going to rain, and I don't know how hot or cold it's going to be in Spa, because if it's cold, Mercedes is going to be doing something cool.
I know.
If it's not,
They're
things are
not.
not looking great.
No. Well,
So is he ending up in the points?
he gets in the top 10.
Okay. Well, I have another interesting observation for you. Russell appears at a final of a tennis tournament. By the way, the same two players. And let me just say how great it was, again, for worlds to collide, where Jannik Sinner, now the winner of Wimbledon, in his speech, again, mentioned that his brother was only at Wimbledon because there was no F1 race
I saw that. I loved
on the
it.
weekend. Yes, so that was very nice. So I'm glad his brother has his priorities straight, as we said before. But ex besides George, there were two other, at least two other F1 drivers who came to Wimbledon, not to the finals, but one was Ollie Bearman, the other one was Liam
Liam
Lawson.
Lawson.
So I'm thinking they're also in top 10. What do you think?
Oh, I'm gonna have a really hard time putting Liam Lawson in the top 10.
Well, remember, there's also a
But
sprint. At one of those junctures, they might be in the top 10.
okay. I'll put Liam in the top 10 in the sprint, and I'll put Ollie in the top 10 in the race.
I think that's fair because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Miami was the last sprint that we had.
Yes, it feels like that was forever ago.
I know. And I believe Liam was in the points. And then, like, they got all these penalties and he completely
Now that sounds about
lost
right.
them. So, but according to
That
your
seems to
criteria.
be pretty accurate.
Okay. So, can we go back to Horner ousting for one second? Because I
Sure.
think there's another component we didn't mention is that there's going to be a new principal, team principal of Red Bull, which is Laurent Mekies, who's until Horner's firing was the team principal of Racing Bull. What do you think? Do you think that could fit? He definitely does not have personality that is memorable, but he seems like a nice guy.
He does seem like a nice guy. He's been at quite a few teams. I
Including
wanted to ask.
Ferrari strategy department, which is very scary.
I know, but do you think this is a stopgap or do you think this is a permanent position?
You know, who knows with Red Bull? I mean, I have to think it's a stopgap
That's
unless
what
he
I was
proves,
thinking.
yeah, unless he proves himself immediately. Like, I can't imagine. First of all, if Max goes, their results are gonna tank dive so much, no matter how good that car is. It's just like it's just not gonna be the same, no matter who they get. Even if they get George Russell, it's not gonna be even on the level of this year. So usually happens is you blame the team principal. So that would be, I think, a good excuse for them to make the change if they are not actively looking for a replacement already.
Well, I would go on the assumption it's a stopgap because you have to put somebody in when you make such a shocking announcement as Horner being removed and then immediately replacing him with Laurent. I don't know who they're going to get to come in. Obviously, if 2026 does not go for Red Bull the way everyone's expecting it to. You can't really blame the team principal because everyone knows he came in halfway through the year. He hasn't had much to do, although that is the thing to be done. I don't know who's going to take it, but I just don't feel like that is a long-term solution for that role.
Yeah, it's hard to see it. I think currently he is such an opposite personality to Christian that probably looks very attractive to a lot of personnel at Red Bull.
I don't know Laurent. I'm making assumptions, but to me, he doesn't strike me as a strong leader. But Racing Bulls was actually doing better than Red Bull this year, so maybe we just need to learn more about him.
Exactly, but not in strategy because their strategy at times was as bad or worse than Ferrari's. But we got on to George Russell possibly going to Red Bull. Okay, I'll give you that seat. Who's in the next seat?
Probably Isaac. Hadjar, I bet they bump him up.
So do you are you saying that Lawson is staying in Racing Bulls for another year?
Yeah. I do. And what's the guy? We've mentioned him before. The guy who got a
Lindblad,
super
Arvid Lindblad.
Lindblad. Yeah, I bet he steps into racing polls.
I just feel so bad for Hadjar for this because his results might dive if
Oh,
that
they are. I
happens.
mean, Yuki was doing so much better at racing bulls.
Right. And it's just so bizarre for me if both drivers are not going to be at Red Bull. Like you're starting literally from scratch.
Right.
So if not Russell, I feel like they need somebody more experienced in the team. Now, this is a question. What if they came calling for Carlos Sainz? Would he answer the call?
I don't know. I actually have a bolder one for you, and I thought you were going to say this because there have been rumors of Leclerc leaving Ferrari, and I know you don't think that'll happen for 26, which I don't necessarily see it for 26, but could that be enticing enough for him? Maybe him and
No.
Carlos go to Red Bull and they're teammates again.
Don't see Leclerc in Red Bull right now or in the foreseeable future. Sainz is more interesting prospect because I feel like next year Red Bull has as much of a chance of being good as Williams. So for him, it's a crapshoot. But that's like one of the short-sighted views of Horner of not getting Sainz for Red Bull for this year.
Right.
However, it could be because Max didn't want to, because his father hates Carlos's father.
Well, so then say if Carlos does go to Red Bull, he's paired with Isaac, then maybe that does give Russell a home back at Williams.
Oh, can you imagine? I think that's too much PTSD.
I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of moving pieces, but.
Well, look at how many spots we have. So we have Red Bull, Racing Bull, completely fluid. At least two of the current drivers in the team. Well, only one. I think Hadjar is definitely staying. It's just which one? Lawson question mark. Yuki's pretty much out. Max, I'll call it a question mark. And then we have Alpine. Does Gasly have? I think Gasly has a 2026 contract.
They've got to be set for their driver pairing.
Yes, I think so. So it's the Red Bull family.
Right.
One space in Alpine. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, so, no, Sauber definitely signed Hülkenberg for longer. I don't know about Bortoletto, but I don't think they'll make
I
the
don't know why
switch.
they would let Bortoletto go.
So yeah, I think it's not as many open places as I thought.
No, same, especially because there's quite a few of them that have contracts up for renewal. It will be
Yeah,
interesting.
it will be interesting. So there's also going to be a new team principal of Racing Bulls who's promoted from within. We know nothing about him. So that could be interesting, not that interesting. We don't know.
I guess we'll find out how he feels about Liam Lawson.
Well, I think like the one good thing about there's been so much upheaval that I think Liam is good until the end of the year. Like, I don't think they'll be
I think so.
making
I'd be
switching.
shocked if they do anything different.
Kalo Pinto, on the other hand.
I'm going to say Jack Doohan races again by the end of the year.
You know what? I'm surprised they haven't made an announcement that somebody else is going to be driving at Spa because I thought everyone expected it. I don't know if you saw the graphic which compared Doohan results with Kalo Pinto's results for the same number of races. There's not much difference.
Oh boy.
And Colapinto, I think, had more crashes.
Oh,
So
well, then that just adds expense.
this is not the end of speculations or stories. And when the summer break happens, like this silly season, I think will just explode.
I think it's going to be a wild, silly season, and I, for one, cannot wait.
We'll be watching closely to see how our Spa and sprint predictions play out and whether the off-track drama ends up stealing the spotlight. Christian Horner's firing has got to be one of the main topics of conversation, and Thursday Media Day should be a trial by fire for any Red Bull representative who will appear during press conferences on that day. I bet Red Bull will shield Max Verstappen from direct spotlight until and unless he distinguishes himself in the sprint, qualifying, or race sessions.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an update.
Would also love to hear from you, whether it's your thoughts on today's episode, your suggestions for F1 books, shows, or movies to explore, or a shout out to your historic shifts in team's trajectory. Connect with us on Instagram, YouTube, or X, or drop us an email at readingthegrid@gmail.com. We want your ideas to fuel this podcast, so don't be shy.
Thanks for joining us on Reading the Grid. Keep your engines running and your pages turning. Until next time.